Art, this began making news last Friday. Let's go over what's happened so far.
Well, a watchdog agency in Sacramento that looks over campaign funding discovered that the anti-arena group in Sacramento had not disclosed its backers. They were pressed on the identity because there was a July 31st deadline for disclosure. And finally, a source revealed that Chris Hansen was a $100,000 funder of this anti-arena group. And that was a matter of great controversy in Sacramento and made news in Seattle very quickly once the Sacramento Bee disclosed. And by 6 o'clock Friday, Chris Hansen had explained himself. He said it was a mistake he regrets. And there was not exactly an apology, although Mayor McGinn in Seattle said, yes, he did call me and apologize. But the issue was very large in Sacramento because this is breaking California campaign law and a fine could be up to $100,000. The anti-arena group in Sacramento was knocked off its pins and it's going to be difficult for them to recover from this. And it's also going to be a challenge for Chris Hansen to recover his credibility in Seattle.
Some people might say in the dirty politics of professional sports relocation battles, this really isn't a big deal, but it is.
Well, I think it is because I understand that Sonics fans want to back Chris Hansen because he shares their passion for the return of the NBA. But this questions his judgment because he lost the vote to relocate by the NBA owners in mid-May. And this contribution showed up June 21st through a Los Angeles law firm in the campaign coffers of the anti-arena group in Sacramento. The deadline for disclosure was July 31st. So why was Chris Hansen still continuing to fight a battle that he had already lost and come back to Seattle and done interviews saying, I felt like a predator. I don't want to do that again. I was sick to my stomach. It sounded as if he were very sincere about the end of the hopes to try to bring the Kings to Seattle. Well, clearly he was doing something to undermine the project in Sacramento, and that cannot be seen very well by the NBA owners because he was basically trying to, from the outside, undermine a new Lodge brother, the owner of the Kings, Vivek Ranadive. So he claimed he didn't tell any of his partners or any of the electeds about this. And that says to me, well, what else don't we know about this campaign? What else do his investors and the politicians who backed this endeavor, what do they not know about what's going on? And that's the issue for me.
And so it begs the question, what are going to be the repercussions here in Seattle for the arena project?
I think anyone who claims to know what's going to happen is foolish because this episode could easily be forgotten in the 2 to 3 years it's going to take to try to get an expansion team or maybe move another franchise here. It doesn't necessarily have staying power, but the issue is always about Hansen's judgment. This was a very naive thing to do. I don't know that he meant it malevolently, but all the politicians who've supported Hansen to this point have got to be thinking, I don't know if I can trust this guy. What else doesn't he know about politics and the way to get this project done? So he has some splaining to do for a whole lot of people for the rest of the summer.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.